Time for today's Capital Report, brought to you by Truscott Rossman, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and by the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. We get to interact with a lot of lawmakers, and there are some that you just, when you meet them, you go, you know what? They're going to do good things. They're going to be coming up in the world. And that was the case last summer when we met a wonderful state senator from the Bay County area, a Democrat from Bay City, Kristen McDonnell-Revitt. And what do you know? She now has managed to get a major endorsement in her quest as she runs for Congress to replace Representative Dan Kildee. And it's none other than the incumbent congressman who is giving her his blessing. Kristen McDonnell-Revitt joining us live this morning. Senator, hello.
Good morning.
You know, in this era where sometimes trust is tested, how important are endorsements anyway to the average voter? I know they're important to politicians, but do they really work in the marketplace?
I think it depends on who the endorsement is from, right? So, you know, there are many in this race that I'm really proud of. The one yesterday, Congressman Kildee endorsing me was a very big deal to me personally and to the district. He is very well respected. He's very trusted. You know, I have a lot of people when I started my campaign and said, hey, I'm running for Congress. Their first question was, what does Dan Kildee think? And it's because he's just been a public servant while the entire time he's been in office, who cares deeply about our home communities, his home district, doesn't engage in a lot of political nonsense. He just gets work done.
He's an honest broker, isn't he?
He absolutely is. He absolutely is. So that endorsement, really big one. Last week I was endorsed by Governor Whitmer. That's also really important. And I think people really look to, you know, elected leaders they trust to say, I don't know this person. What do you think? And then the last one in the endorsements that I thought, they're all meaningful, but a really meaningful one was the UAW. You know, the district is Genesee County, Saginaw, Bay City. These are places that were communities that in big part were actually formed by the UAW. So those endorsements really, really matter, and I'm just very honored to have received them.
Well, you know, Representative Kildee, Senator, cited your pragmatic leadership and bipartisan approach. And so my question is, you know, how do you plan on building on that legacy while you try to carve out your own path?
Yeah.
That's known for being toxic right now.
The most toxic work environment in the world at the moment. Yeah, I hear you. You know, I always come back first and foremost to, you know, standing up for my community, standing up for my neighbors, and doing infinitely practical, if not occasionally boring, things that are going to move the ball forward for working families. And I was raised in a working class home. My dad worked construction, and, you know, we're just practical people. I've raised 6 kids. I can handle a little chaos. And, you know, in the state Senate, you know, I was the author of the working families tax credit. You know, that was a game changing $500 million a tax credit for families making less than $60,000 a year. I think the most important thing is that you figure out who else is serious, who you can work with. And for me, I don't care about what party they're from. I just care about who is interested in getting things done, and you laser focus in on that. And the rest of it, you know, you just kind of put some blinders on and ignore folks that are more interested in filling their Twitter feeds.
Well, you would be the first woman to represent the region in Congress, and this is Genesee, Bay, and Saginaw counties. So that would be certainly a record setting if you win this race. And like you said, 6 kids means that you would certainly represent working mothers too if you got there, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm the first woman in the state Senate from my region as well. So it's, you know, a sort of a series of that. And, you know, I love, I had this moment yesterday where there was a mom who worked really hard on my Senate campaign, and she, you know, single mom, she would bring out her kids and they would go door to door. And she and her kids were on stage with me yesterday, standing behind me with their signs when we made the announcement, when Congressman Kildee was endorsing me. And she said, it was meaningful for her because she was able to show her kids, show her daughter, what happens when you get behind someone that you believe, you walk alongside them, and you work. And, you know, for her kids, it was this sort of full circle moment to be able to look and say, we helped get her elected to the Senate. We're now standing here. She's running for Congress. You know, there are also people that I see, you know, I see her and her kids all the time in the community. You know, that I think is what these sorts of accomplishments mean, that, you know, going to Congress, serving in the legislature, leading in community is something that can be available for everyone. And, you know, especially me, I've got four daughters. And, you know, I want them to believe that they have the ability, if they work really hard, to go wherever they want to go.
You did shepherd through child tax credits in the state Senate. And I wanted to ask you, on the federal level, the child tax credit, earned income tax credit, were expanded under President Trump's 2017 tax cuts. I know that Democrats feel that it was skewed far too much to the wealthy, and I understand that. But there were some middle class tax relief in there as well. Will you vote to extend that if you get to Congress, or will you only do it if it's in exchange for higher corporate tax rates, which Republicans say are job killers?
You know, what we know about the child tax credit is you know, we have data and evidence to show it reduced child poverty. That to me is important enough that it will be a priority that I will work with anyone and compromise in ways that are practical in order to get that done. So my support for the child tax credit is unwavering.
Does that include maybe extending the corporate tax rates at where they are right now?
You know, I think that we have to look at corporate tax rates. Certainly we have to do that. Whether or not the two of them are linked when I get to Congress, I don't really know, so I don't want to make a definitive answer on that. But I do know that we have to be willing to give a little in order to get something that's important.
Okay. And?
Well, I just appreciate, like, the six kids thing. I can't understand how you do that.
Well, I also appreciate that she used the word compromise.
Well, yeah.
That's become a pejorative in some political circles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in political circles, but it isn't seen as a negative thing with ordinary people.
Right.
So if you're going to go to Washington, you're going to stand up for the people in your community, and you're going to stand up for working families. You have to approach decisions in the same way. I don't know a single thing that I have done anywhere in my life that didn't involve compromise. The idea that leaders in Washington believe that they don't have to do it and they can still get reelected, to me, is a little silly.
Well, you're condemning yourself to no progress at all, then, aren't you? If you're so intractable,
right.
Yeah,
right. I think part of this is why the Kildee endorsement is such a big deal to me.
Well, yes, because you've said over the past 7 minutes has all been very Kildee-esque, and I apologize, but we're out of time. So, congratulations on the endorsement. Thanks for being with us. Have a wonderful 4th, Senator Kristen McDonald-Rivett.